Just heard from the prologue of John's Gospel, one of the most beautiful passages, one of the deepest in all of sacred scripture. Really, it acts as an overture, you know, an introductory piece in a musical composition, an overture to the entire Gospel of John, and in many ways, the Bible. There are many themes that are unique to John, especially in John's writing. The contrast between light and darkness, the idea of belief. John speaks of belief more than any of the other Gospels. The world versus the Son of God in His kingdom. This idea of testimony or testament, a witness. Grace, fulfillment, all are in these first 18 verses. This morning, I'd like to reflect for just a moment on one of the verses that summarizes the Bible and John the best. That is John 1:13, a great summary of all of salvation history. And the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. It's a great mystery of the Incarnation, that Jesus became a man, that Jesus became a baby born at Christmas. What's pretty cool is that if you looked at the Greek word, made His dwelling, it's the same word that means like a tent or a tabernacle. That's where we get our English word tabernacle. So you could translate this, and the Word became flesh and tented among us, or tabernacled among us. What's really powerful about that is, what do we have every day at church, every day at Mass? We still have Jesus tabernacling Himself because He's with us in the Eucharist. The prologue is very philosophical and deep. We have these ideas about the Word, but becoming flesh, we see the practical results, the practical realities in front of us every time we come to church. That Jesus, who fully God, became a man, becomes the Eucharist. So we rejoice this day as we continue our Christmas celebration. We ask that these words in the prologue of John may inspire us, especially in the fact that Jesus has made His tent, has made His tabernacle among us.